Back in the day, insane, huh? All a bunch of animals. Welcome back to the Hospitality Room Podcast. I'm your host, Mr. Chuck P. And with me tonight, live from the controversial capital city, I have the co-founder of the website, Mr. Cute Jake Pimpson. What's going on, man?
Not much, man. What's going on? I'm just happy to be here.
Yeah, I'm just happy to be alive.
Yeah, it's... It's weird because I don't know. I don't want to hijack the show quite so early with this. We'll circle back to it.
Yeah. Okay. So what's been going on with you lately, man? How's life been treating you since we?
No. Well, I mean, it's very unfortunate of the situation in Baton Rouge because I can't really even find a positive. Yeah. That's like just regular stuff happening because of the situation, the state of the city. It's all around you. It's all you see. It's all you hear. It's everywhere.
Yeah, I understand, and I know you. You're not the, you know, you don't really get into all that. You just try to live your life, and I understand that. And yes. I'm the one that I care about this a lot. So yes. Like. If I didn't have so much responsibilities, I would be in Baton Rouge right now. Like, seriously. But this is the best way I can express how I feel through a medium that does get exposure. You know? But, yeah, I'll tell you. Well, we at work, at my job, real job, we call them J1s, but they're like interns, and they're not really interns. They're people from other countries that come here to work for money, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. This time around, like last year we had some guys from Mexico. this year we have some people from Jamaica. So
near the beach?
Yeah, near the beach. So it kind of brought some diversity into the kitchen because I was like the raisin in the sun, if you get where I'm going with this.
Understandable.
Yeah. So he comes in and he's cool. Like, he's a real cool guy. He's like a few years older than me. But, like, cool, cool guy. He claims that he doesn't smoke or anything like that. But, I mean, that's what I would say if I was, you know, here just temporarily. But anyway, before I continue on, I found out that for every $4 over there is $2 over here in Jamaica. Yes.
Are you serious?
Yeah, so it's like a 2-to-1 ratio in the dollars. So it's understandable why, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, but anyway, like, and he started last Friday. Before the weekend before everything went down,
right?
So we worked that weekend, cool. white guys getting in there, you know, the Jamaican jokes, like they couldn't wait to pull up the Dexter St. Jock from the Eddie Murphy stand up. I want to say it was Raw. Remember Dexter St. Jock? Yeah, it's funny, but like we know they're not original with it, you know. Motherfucker talking about, oh, he make you cry, huh? I'm like, look at y'all, man. Y'all trying hard to hit that Jamaican accent. Hard. But anyway, so look.
Did it hit you with the bomb?
Huh? Was that?
Did it hit you with the bomber clap? Did it hit you with the bomber clap?
No. And what was cool is, like, one of the white guys, I'm real cool with him. He's a good guy. He woke. So, we were in the, yeah, he woke. Like he understand what's going on. But anyway, we're in the dressing room. Like, I got sidetracked from what I really want to tell you, but this is funny too. We're in the dressing room, and there's a Jamaican lady in the dressing room, but she's been here. Like, she's from Jamaica, but she stays in Louisiana. And so me and the guy's name is Gary. So me and Gary were talking and shit, because he cool, man. He like to talk about track, and I love some track. You know how I like track. So we just talking about old races and whatnot, and like he talked to the lady and he told her what like he needed a coat and shit, and she caught the accent, so she felt offended. She was like, "Oh, you can speak the language to me. You know, I understand. I haven't been away from that long," and he didn't even say nothing. I was like, "Oh, okay." So they started talking, and like they hit the real Jamaican, and I couldn't understand what they was talking about. It was cool.
That's why.
Yeah, they was on it. And then so when we get back to the kitchen, my white buddy, he looks at him like, "Man, you can talk to us like that too, man. I want to understand. I want to be down."
What you want to understand? I mean,
no, he was joking, man. That was a joke. We No. I know with him that it was a joke. Like, we know. I told you he's woke, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
he woke. Yeah,
he come from that life. But anyway, so Gary asked me the other day. He was like, because I bring him home, bring him to where he stays at once we leave from work. He asked me, like, "Yeah, when we get to the car, I want to talk to you about, you know, what's going on." And I was like, "Oh, this would be cool to get a good perspective from somebody, you know, from another black person that's not from here." So we're talking, and he starts out with, he said, like, people that come from his country over here to work, they're expecting this place to be like, you know, milk and honey, where you can just live freely and make money and this and that, and how better it is from the country that they're coming from. So he was like, it's a really bad situation out here. And I was like, with all the black killing. And I'm like, yeah, man. It's like, and he explained to me, like, the dynamics of Jamaica and how it goes there is not really based on racism more than it is on money. Like, you know, because the police can be bought in Jamaica. And what I explained to him is that we can't buy off the police, because it's something to them that's worth more than money. And it was hard for him to understand that, but that's kind of what it is. Because any amount of money won't get rid of racism and bigotry. It's not. So, yeah. And, like, the seeds of that are still being cultivated to this day, right now. Each time somebody posts up an All Lives Matter hashtag, or each time a brother comes up killed by the police for no reason and they get off, it's just, it's like, it's cultivating both ways. It's like, we need to get to the point where it's a togetherness, but all of this is just keeping us separate, and it's not getting any better, and it's not going to get any better anytime soon until the right people start speaking up.
I just feel like too many people are just pointing the finger. Like, I mean, myself included. I understand, you know, the history of the country. I understand the ramifications, how that has societal influences, everything, everywhere you see it, that kind of separation. And, of course, I feed into it, you know. It's like they say, you can't, just because you're pro-Black Lives Matter, don't mean you're anti-White Lives Matter, All Lives Matter, whatever. And it's like, I shouldn't have to defend why I care about not being killed unjustly. Like, I shouldn't have to defend that. It shouldn't have to be a right for me to persuade you not to kill me. And at the same time, if you are not, if you're not Black, like, if I'm not a woman, but I can't, like, really speak with actual conviction over women's issues. I mean, I can do it the best I can from a man's perspective, but without being a woman, I won't get it. Like, anybody to slap my ass for no reason just because they thought I was cute. Like, so, with that being said, you can't do it the other way. Like, it's just a matter of understanding, and I think a lot of people don't really understand it's just really that simple, but you want to help without understanding that you can't really help it. You just have to work on what you can work on. Because, I don't know.
Yeah, it's too many things. It's rooted too deep, and it's like we can't attack it all at once, because that amount of woke at one time is not good for anyone. Like, it's not good for us, definitely. And it's not going to be good for white people either. Like, it's not. We can't just wake up tomorrow and then everybody's woke. Because it doesn't work like that. People's lives, a lot of them, like, a lot of these people's lives are based around hating other people. And that shit can't be unlearned. And those people, I just claim them as lost. And I know others claim that they can get them back, but I don't. Like, I feel once you reach a certain age, or you just set your ways to a certain point, like, you're lost. I don't believe you can be rehabbed. I don't think there's no amount of rehabilitation that'll bring you back to, like, common sense, common, like, love for everyone. That's gone. Period.
It's a different time. It's a different time. I need to change. Like, everything has changed. Our way of life is not the way it was 20 years ago. Like, the things that we value are totally different. So, when there were the marches back then, like, everything more focused. I mean, yeah, you could blame it on technology and not being able to focus on things and extract it on a fucking million things. But I think it's just different times. I mean,
yeah,
there's a false sense of we did it, you know, and so many people are fine with that even though they understand it's still there, they're still fine with being like, okay, at least the motherfucker ain't gonna lynch me today, maybe.
What's really sad about even having that thought process is, you know, like, if you don't want to go back to slavery times, I'm willing to let it. I'm willing to concede that, because we're here now. Like, I really am. I'll never forget about it. But I'm willing to let it go. Because past that, my grandparents for sure. I have a bunch of uncles, grandfathers, they served for this country. They served for the United States. They served for the land that we living on. And they served right on the side of everybody else that was in the U.S. Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force. No, everybody. And I feel as though that since we all bled blood for this land here, that we're all, you know, we should all be, you know, square at that point. But it's not, people don't feel that way. Like, all this shit about Veterans Day, Memorial Day, our grandparents fought in that same fucking war, man. our people fought in that war too. They died. They got blown up. They got caught in booby traps. They were prisoners of war. They got shot down. Just like y'all did. Just like y'all people did. We all bled for this U.S. And it should be for us. All of us. But yet we gotta live where if we just get pulled over for some bullshit, we gotta worry about making it back home. Worrying about if just saying bye to your children is the last time you get to tell them bye because you're gonna get pulled over. That's bullshit. Get some feedback on your answer.
Oh, no, I told you about the time I got pulled up when I had a child in the car. That one time I was talking about this shit on myself.
Yeah.
I won't go through the story. I don't want to derail. I'm just trying to make it, it's a tough time right now. It's a tough time. A lot of shit got to get aired out.
It got to a point last week on Facebook where I was just like, I'm not even arguing with people no more. And what was fucked up about it, I was arguing with a lot of brothers.
Is that the same divide that was created back in the house nigga versus the street nigga, that type of thing?
I was arguing with a lot of brothers that was just, they were straight on the respectability of politics. Like, man, off that, though. We should be past that, man. Those times is over with. It's not... I'm not... I don't know about them, but I'm not asking for no respect no more. I'm demanding my shit.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Just like... I gotta earn... Like, y'all gotta... I gotta earn y'all respect. It's gonna be vice versa, too. That go for everybody. The police, too. I don't... Like, for real. Like, you gotta earn that respect back, man. On a brighter note, let's get back to the docket because we really did get sidetracked. Sir, I'm getting some feedback.
Oh, yeah.
Got a mic issue over there.
We good now?
Yeah.
Alright. Sorry about that. I don't know what the hell we know.
Alright.
Alright, I think we good.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Alright, sorry about that.
Have you seen... Yeah, we talked about it. Let's talk about my first thing I want to talk about because we didn't do a show in a while. The O.J. Simpson 30 for 30. We don't have to go through it in episodes, but can you give me an overall, just give me your summation of what you thought about it. Was it good? Because I remember telling you about it because I heard about it months ago, and I was like, yeah, it's going to be a 5-part series, man. It's supposed to be the best one, best 30 for 30 yet. What do you think about it?
I loved it because it wasn't just about OJ. It was about OJ and the creation of OJ because a lot of it was expectation. So because it was expectation, it was a natural thing that the public was involved in. And also at the same time, the tension of Los Angeles from just Los Angeles outside of sports was so hectic. You know, just had Rodney King. It was real, real tight. So, and you know, I really wish that white folks understood the central, like, the one thing that, like, black people never, like, we never get the benefit of the doubt. And they get the benefit of the doubt. Like, if they could just understand that one concept and understand how that really shapes a lot of stuff, then we can move forward. But that happened a lot in there because it's like, you know, you got shit kicked and treated like garbage, and at the same time, you had this other guy who was not from an affluent background, but he managed to make it. So it was like the rags to riches story, and the company, of course, they jumped on it. You see him, you know, the guy who could be a breadwinner. So it wasn't just OJ. It was society, how that was going on. That, okay, we just really saw the backstory, because a lot of times people, I mean, it's kind of like when people really have speeches, you know, they'll give like, oh, I have a dream speech, but they don't know none of the words. It's like, yeah, I remember the OJ trial, but they don't know none of the details. They don't know nothing about what happened or went down. Why black people were so fucking heavy. And why white people were so fucking mad. Like, I was just happy to see every side of it, because I just knew I was happy when he got off, but I didn't truly understand why. This really helped me understand more about how it was at that time and really give my own self some perspective, instead of just, you know, oh, I know I was happy about it, but I don't really understand why. A child.
Yes,
but
that's this, just my take. This was, it was amazing. I especially like the lead up to the trial, because the lead up really played a part into what inevitably got OJ the non-guilty verdict. And it's like I said, it was like I just mentioned earlier about racism and bigotry just being cultivated and recultivated and recultivated over and over again. They showed that from the 1960s, that, and even before, it was just a mistrust of the police from the black community, and it wasn't for no reason, you know, like it was really justified. I really like when they showed, like, during his Heisman presentation, how he showed the how the black athletes were standing, making a stand, and then, you know, they did the interview with OJ about it, and he just shrugged it off, like, no, them niggas, that's them niggas, I'm trying to get this money. That's basically what he said. I don't remember what he said verbatim, because...
with anything black.
Yeah. I mean, he kind of was like, just he stayed away from the black community. Basically, he had a circle of black friends, but outside of that, he didn't really mess with black people.
Yeah, I got two white friends.
Yeah, he was like Michael Jordan before, you know, didn't really fuck with niggas. I don't take pictures with niggas. Let's start with the Jordan slander, man. It's hard though after LeBron won that third one, man. It's hard, you know. But anyway, OJ, the Rodney King, that broke the back of the black community in that area. But it was the time before when they showed, like, when they broke, when the police did the search of that lady's house and shit, they just destroyed the house. Like, everything was broken. Like, the whole house was destroyed. I couldn't get over that. That was, and for what, they said they found 0.4 ounces of cocaine. What's 0.4? I hope it was 4 ounces, not 0.4, but I kind of remember them saying 0.4.
That's enough when you're already a dangerous killing machine.
Yeah. Ah, but that doesn't exist, man. Remember, we elected Obama.
We are predisposed to violence and buffoonery.
You know, like we did a whole. I remember we did a whole episode about the post-racial America, and what offended me the most about that was they didn't want to give credit to Barack Obama for being just a better candidate than the other guy.
Right.
Then John McCain, then Mitt Romney, then Hillary Clinton, right. Newt Gingrich, Herman Cain. Like, he was just better than all of these people. But they didn't want to give him the credit, because then it was like giving credit to a black man for being smarter than a white man, and they couldn't do it.
It's unconscious that definitely felt that way.
Oh, he only won because, you know, because niggers came out and voted for him, you know, that's it.
Came out and voted for him. Oh, yeah, come on, man. I mean, don't get me wrong, you had to be lenders who, they, you know, they're down because they're down. But still,
And they're missing the whole point about why, you know, why white people voted for him too. But it's like,
yeah,
you can, the ones that have that notion, they make it known.
Right. They're not the silent majority by far.
Yeah.
I mean, why do people feel that, like, that's the thing? Yeah. It's always the ones who have the backlash. No matter what. Like, they want to be heard. They want people to know that. But if you remember the cycle, like, look at what we're about to, look at what we're dealing with right now. I'm so, well, now that it's almost over, I can't be as happy. But man, we just came out of, like, looking back, the dude was so underappreciated. Like, just, and I don't think it'll ever matter because, like you said, it is in us. I don't know why he just won't get the credit for what is actually important. It's always, you know, those niggers showing up and did their thing that one time or two times. But the second time, I mean, hey, rule number one, shame on you. They can say what they want, he can be elected.
And that kind of crosses with my other point of the OJ that I wanted to talk about. I just brought up Obama to, like, to, so as a little segue. I'm gonna go out on a limb and say it. OJ's career wasn't all that.
Outside that 2000 yards.
I mean, Eric Dickerson did that. I can name a bunch of people that ran for 2000.
It was Hollywood.
Jamal Lewis. You remember Jamal Lewis running over people? Yeah.
Didn't. I couldn't fit him either, though, right?
No, I'm just saying, it's like, but once you got that look about you, you know, you can let mediocre pass and people will still love you, you know? I'm just saying.
Where the OJ love is at? They gonna come get you. You can't talk bad about OJ. You got 40
for the deal. Look, I'm gonna take this one from Bomani. Okay. It seemed like every season OJ played that they showed, it was like, this is the year OJ puts it all together.
Oh, really?
Yes, that's what it looked like to me. I mean, the team was shitty, but we seen people carry shitty teams. I'm just saying, his career was okay, but I mean, just saying.
I mean, but coming from LA matters because that's the media market. Like, they're going to make you relevant as long as you know, in that role.
Yeah. I mean, he did get him, but, like, it wasn't what, like, after I seen it through this documentary, it wasn't what people made it out to be. Because there were a lot of people that say, oh, he's the greatest running back of all time, this and that, but that goes for a lot of other running backs, too. It wasn't nothing, you know, that jumped out.
I would say the competition nowadays is way more difficult because they aren't as fast as you. Like, he may have been Chris Johnson out there for all we know. Chris Johnson was a great running back, but he ain't all time.
Yeah, yep, correct. Then, so, okay, after that, so then we get to OJ leaving getting it again.
Oh.
Alright. Yeah.
Alright, sorry about that.
So, then we get to OJ leaving the black woman for the white woman. Oh. Yeah. That's when the OJ shade, like, it was in full effect for me at that point. You know me, I was done. Yeah, he
gave, like, around to you, like, wait a minute, white woman.
No, but he just up and left his woman, though. He was married already. Yeah. Like, that was my thing. Like, No. You falling into the stereotype, OJ. So, okay. That happens, and then, like, you could start, you could tell what was fitting to happen. Like, it was, I say it was written in stone. It wasn't written in stone, but you could tell what was about to happen. It was written on the walls.
Trying to set them off, set them free, touch these souls.
Yeah, but all in all, man, it was like it was really good. But I didn't finish it.
I was on
episode 5. Well, I didn't finish it on purpose because I cut it off. Yeah, I was on episode 5, the last one, and then it was like, you know, OJ on his little parade after he got off, and then they had to show OJ with the kente cloth.
Yeah, and like, yeah,
I was done. I turned it off. I was like, I didn't care about what happened to him after that, because just the complete role reversal from episode 1 to episode 5. It was sickening to me, like. And
but he got his karma.
He got his what?
He got his karma, though.
Yeah, he got his karma, but it was like, I hated to see the forgiveness of black people. Like, how we just forgave OJ for being an Uncle Tom for like 30 years just because OJ fucked over the system. That's all.
Just waiting for him to come home.
Huh?
Just wait.
What? What did you say? I didn't catch that.
I'm just waiting for him to come on home. Just come on home, bro. Yeah, waiting, open the
home. Yeah, you would quote the dude that was putting the kente cloth around him, huh? You would do that shit.
Come on home, brother.
And at that point, I hit stop. Like, I was done. I didn't need to look at it no more. I don't care that he went try to rob some people for his own shit.
Yeah.
I'm just upset, like, because it shouldn't be that easy, man. But we're such a compassionate people, man, that we'll forgive just about anything, man. And that was disgraceful, because this dude blatantly didn't even utter a few words in support of the black community when all the injustice was going down, when he had perhaps his biggest platform. But just because he was able to get over on the LAPD, Mark Furman, we drape this nigga in kente cloth. That's fucked up, man. Like, it really is fucked up. I felt some kind of way afterwards. And maybe that's why I said what I said earlier about his football career. I don't know. But it made me feel some kind of way, man. Like, yeah, man. You just pulled the time from the Boondocks. You just pulled the time. It didn't double back to, you know, the, like, being this soul brother and shit. No, fuck that. I couldn't accept that. But all in all, it really was a good documentary. And if you didn't check it out, you need to check it out. I watched it on Watch ESPN. So, right. Yeah, it's probably still up there.
Oh, it is. I saw it just yesterday.
Yeah.
It's still there.
And I wrote down a few quotes from, like, I mean, I summarized what I seen, and I said it was the OJ trial was the story of white loss versus Black Victory. Because after a while, the case didn't really even have anything to do with the case. Like, that's how good his that's how good of a defense money can buy you. That they can, yeah, sir, go on ahead. I'm gonna have to get you a mic, sir.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm getting. Mic was tripping.
Yeah. It became. The case wasn't about the case. You know, like, it wasn't about two people getting murdered after a certain point, and that was I was saying that's what good money can buy you. You know, you can buy the defense to get off, and really, that's not a luxury for Black people. So, and I guess when Black people seen that it was a brother that was able to do that for himself, it just empowered them, and in some weird kind of way. Cause I was too young. I was there when it happened, but you know, like I was on the earth, but I was too young. Like I want to say I was like 10 or 11 when this went down. I remember the basketball, but I don't remember this. Like I remember OJ getting off, but I don't remember all the details like they went into in the documentary. And yeah, like it's like. Johnny Cochran and Chappelle, they twisted the case into being this racial thing that played into the hearts of, what, the whole jury damn near? 80% of the jury? Because at the very end, they weren't even arguing about if OJ killed them. They were arguing about the
what, the tape?
The tape, the glove, the incompetence of the LAPD forensic unit, you know? Like, that's what the case ended up being about in Mark Furman, lying on the stand. Mysteriously, this tape comes out after he made his first, after he testified the first time, this tape comes out, or whatever it was, his letter. It was the tape. With him talking to the author of the book or whoever, I don't remember her name, but yeah, and he was guilty as sin, guilty as shit on that tape. He sounded like some uppity, you know. He sounded like what would be defined as a crooked cop, and he was dropping nigga like, oh man, he was going hard with it, yeah, hard in the paint. So they called his ass back up on the stand, and he couldn't. I want to plead the fifth. I want to take my Fifth Amendment rights, not answer this question. Now you look double guilty. Now you just made the LAPD look guilty. Oh well. Too bad. Damn. I can't think of her name, man. I'm gonna look it up right now. Yeah, too bad them people got off that kill that you know, they beat down Rodney King and all those officers, they got off. Too bad about that, you know.
But they're not worried about that.
But the shit resonates though. Like it resonates, it makes you feel some kind of way. So anytime you get the opportunity to get over, it's I'm gonna stick it to you right now.
Oh yeah. That's definitely that. All the time, on both sides.
Yeah, but I'm not down for that, man. Like we need to. I'm hoping that we could, you know, like not get to that point, man. I don't really have beef with white people, man. Like I don't. I got beef with the racist ones though, because they got beef with me. And I can't have it pointed towards me without I will defend myself. And my family. It's fucked up that you got to get to that point over some words and thoughts.
Yeah.
No.
I don't know, bro. It's weird because I've been around white people, so it's like, it's a weird dynamic because I'm cool with all of them, at least on the surface, because you never really know how anybody feels truly. But in the back of my mind, it's like I'm always on guard. I can be as cool can be, but I'm just on guard. And it's in me. And I try to fight, and I know it's there, but it's in me. And I just try to work on this shit, man. It's always there, no matter who they are. And it's like, it's a shame because I'm cool with a lot of these people. But in the back of my mind, I can be turned on. And if I get turned on, it is your word against mine, and I don't stand a fucking chance. Point blank.
Okay, and we can go to my next topic since you brought that up, because I have a question for you. Okay, you still work in what I call like the cubicle environment, you know? That's what I call it. How was it with the people getting the police getting shot in Dallas? Brother Alton and Philando getting killed. How was it at work? How was it in the workplace? Because I'm in a different atmosphere.
Your atmosphere is different. Like the type of people that work at your establishment are different. Like in my job, we don't talk about that shit at all.
So it was just this weird. Even though
I'm the only black dude at my job.
I know, that's why I'm asking you that. Like I'm trying to you know, like. Yeah. I want to give a picture to the audience of, you know.
Yeah, like, we don't talk about it. Nobody. It's just so fucking funny, bro. Because, like, we in Bedlam. It's all around. And every day, we always had a morning newspaper on the kitchen table. And it's like, you know, it's always some, you know, front page, World Series just happened. So that was all front center, you know, I remember that. Some Les Miles bullshit. I'm like, okay, cool. Happy times, no big deal. Look at the paper. And I'd be like, pictures before somebody's about to die about a tense subject, and I'm in the kitchen, and I'll look down on it, and I'll see somebody see me looking down on it. So I make it a point to look at them and see what they do. Just, I don't know, because that's all I'm ever going to get. Like, I guess. Well, let's just say, yes, I am the only black person at my job, but that could be taken one of two ways. You can be, like, overly aggressive or, like, overly passive, right? You know what I'm saying? And luckily, we have a mutual respect where, like, you know, there's certain lines we don't cross for certain things. Because, quite frankly, like, that's not the place for me to talk about that. And I'd hate for a coworker of you to have an episode where I keep it real with them. And it, you know, that destroys the chemistry of our team because the work that we do really relies on chemistry. Once that's fucked up, like, yeah, we ain't worth a fuck. So, in my workplace, it's not healthy for me to even deal with that because it's just.
I don't really subscribe to all that, you know, because the silence is too awkward for me. Like, yeah, if there's a newspaper with Alton Sterling laying on the ground, like, somebody got to say something, man. And that's just how I am. Yeah. I'd have said something.
Oh, don't get me wrong. I'm ready for the question.
Oh, of course. Of course. But my thing is, I would at least say something, like, good or bad, depending on who I am. But, you know, but me, myself, I wouldn't have been like on. Yeah, I probably would have, because after I seen the Philando Castile video, like, I would that. Yeah.
That's that bullshit.
I was sitting in my car because I was going to the store that night, and I, like, tears were actually coming down my eyes, man, because that was so ruthless, man. Like, it was hard. That one was really hard to watch. Like, and I said that I wasn't gonna watch these full videos no more after Walter Scott, because that, yeah,
they fuck with you.
Getting shot in the back, that's the worst, man. Like, that's, and dude just got off, like, nah, man. Oh, my. That, nope.
But we shouldn't be mad over that, apparently. We should be over that. Stop trying to be a problem.
Like, and then the argument on the social medias, plural, the argument on there was just these guys had criminal records, so therefore the shooting of them were justified. Like, these dudes don't deserve a fucking day in court. I thought that was guaranteed to you. You had the right to a trial by jury and a speedy trial. I thought that was rights that was given to any U.S. citizen.
Nah, bro, not to everybody.
All I'm asking is for my, and I know half the trials against my brothers is fixed. You know, like, I know it, yeah. But I just want them to get to trial. I'd rather them get to trial. Because you can't come back from death, man. Alton Sterling not coming back.
But you got to care about somebody's life to even worry about that.
That's the thing. I really do care about everybody's life, man. I believe that people are good. It's just hard, man. It's hard.
You know, I don't think people with the fuck.
Yeah, I know this.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, man.
But you don't hide that and not respect that. And you see that's something else that I need to say right now. Like, if you're a racist and you know it, just say it. Just say, yeah, admit it.
Dude, own it, man. Fuck.
Yes. If you don't like niggas, cool. Let me know. I will not fuck with you. I will not be in your social medias, and you don't have to worry about being in mine, because I will block you. Man, the block list was so high last week, man. Woo. Oh, man, I know I blocked at least 9 niggas I went to high school with, like, off the rip again. Like, it was the purge again. Oh, it was a social media purge. And since the beginning of the year, bro, my friends list has decreased by damn near 100 on Facebook.
Well, that's a good thing. Cyber natural selection.
Yes, because I'm not down with the misogynistic shit, and I never was. And this was before I had my daughter. You know, I never was down for the bullshit against the women. Like, yeah. I made that known a long time because women raised me, and I respect that, and I respect them. I respect the hard work that they do to raise people and live and still be black. I'm not down for niggas getting on the internet and talking shit about it. If I see it, I will confront you on the social medias, and if you want to take it there, I'm going to roast you. I had to roast a nigga last week. I roasted this nigga for about 2 hours. I made him a hashtag for about 2 hours. And I didn't care if nobody was looking, because he was looking. Yes. So, he took it to that point.
I love how they do this on the interweb, too. You know, they come out of packs. They stay ready. I'm sure that wasn't your first rodeo.
Oh, no. Oh, man. I'm on a streak right now, like, and especially after these killings, man. Like, I'm not even trying to provide a message no more. If I see it, I'm gonna tell you why I disagree with it, and if you say something extra, it's on. And I'm roasting you until you leave or until you report me. I don't give a fuck. And we can keep it literate if you keep the curse words out. As soon as you throw any type of slur towards me, call me a nigga, anything like that, it's on. Because at that point, I'm going to just roast you. Like, it's a joke to me at that point. Because I know you would never say that in my face. And I'm not no gangster, but you're not going to disrespect me. I'm not. I don't need you to put respect on my name. I just don't need you to disrespect me. And I know you're not gonna do the shit in my face. So it's kind of extra disrespectful when you type it on a fucking computer, or fucking phone, or a tablet, whatever the fuck you have. It'll be hard to type in all that shit when I break both of your fucking thumbs. I turned my GPS on for one of these cats. I told him, come meet me.
You know they ain't gonna do it.
No, I know it is.
Yeah, you know they ain't gonna do it.
It's just disrespectful, man. Disrespectful to sisters.
Man, shit, man. Everybody came out of a woman. Like, I don't understand this. We were all, like, created by a woman. You would think that there would be some level of appreciation across the board, at the least. That should be at the least.
Like, there's so many brothers on social media that you know, that come with this misogynist literature.
Oh, shit.
Man, it's like they do the jobs for the white men, the original misogynists. You know?
Who? What's the boy named? Not Thomas Jefferson. Not George Washington. I forgot that boy's name.
You talking about Christopher Columbus?
Oh, them no. Too. Who knows? I ain't saying Benjamin Franklin, none of them. None of them, you know. We was great. We were created. Dies, God.
Man, come on, man. Bro, you don't. Because I know you're into your craft, so you're not. You don't stream. You don't like get into the social media like I do.
Oh no.
It's amazing the number of niggas that's out here just talking shit about black women, dog.
That's why I stay off. Look at that. Like, they're everywhere. Fuck. It's in the music. It's in the, on TV. And it's fucking everywhere, though.
It's amazing,
it's okay.
Though.
It's okay. Like, nobody checks it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's niggas, like, they put no disrespect. They'll put no disrespect before they say what they saying. And it's straight disrespect.
Of course.
It's straight disrespect. I'm trying not to holler and yell right now because these.
Yeah, it's
so aggravating, dog.
Yeah.
The same sisters that look out for you. You know, when niggas just turn up dead by the police, there's sisters there too, you know. Sisters getting killed by the police too. Come on, man. What is wrong with y'all? Okay.
They want to be woke for some things, but not for everything. You only can receive partial enlightenment. Too much at one time, and you're going to be a sellout. You only can, you know, be woke for certain things and still be down. That's kind of how it goes with these dumbasses.
Like, at a certain point, I don't even know, like, when certain brothers get mad about shit we all get mad about, I don't know if they get mad because is they want the same rights as the white man, or is because they want equality across the board. I don't know. That's so hard to judge now. Just like in the case of Saint Brock Turner. You know, St. Brock Turner was the guy that was found raping the chick on the side of the garbage can.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Forgot about that.
A white guy, a swimmer at Stanford.
Oh, that was his name.
Yeah.
I just know him as
Stanford. Yeah, St. Brock Turner.
Oh, that's his name?
Oh, well, he had to be a fucking saint to only get 3 months for rape.
I do remember
And you know, everybody was so upset, but I want to question the niggas that was upset, because I want to know if y'all upset that he got 3 months or y'all upset that he got off on the rape. That's what I want to know. That's the shit I want to know.
It is legit.
Because
I don't need.
Yeah, man, like that. You can't. No. No.
Never know, like, what these dudes out here doing.
Cause then they had an interview with the guy. You remember the guy that was I want to say he was going to Georgia Tech or whatever, but he was like the number one high school recruit at receiver or some shit like that. This happened when I want to say this was we were in college or around our college days, but he got caught up with the little underage chick or whatever, and. He had to go to jail. Damn, let me pull up his name right quick.
Al Bakalich, too.
Man. But anyway, they interviewed him, and he was upset that Brock Turner got 3 months, but he was also upset at the just... Like, a person like him, he had to go do years in this guy just because of the judge and whatnot. He did three months.
Well, I don't remember the kid. Was it a white guy, black guy? He was a high schooler.
Yeah, he was a black guy.
See, if it's number one receiver, guess the race.
Oh, yeah.
All right, that was super racist.
Oh, man. Yeah. Shout out to the black guy who tips for that. Because of the race. Yeah.
Sorry, I forgot where I was going with that. I threw myself off. I'm sorry. But that's Jewer.
Oh,
well, I'll say this about
Swim. Yeah, I can't. I don't remember his name. I'm sitting here trying to think of his name.
No.
It's all good.
The thing is, my thing about the whole Swim issue, I don't even know, because, like, I don't be online like that. So I kind of purposely got out of it. Just because, I guess because of now that I'm old, I don't really have time for the shit, but it's not really an excuse. I just choose not to do it. So I don't know if that's what it is or what, but I don't understand how that could be a case. I mean, Tyrese does have a book that kind of talks about it, but,
why would you do that? Why would you invoke the name of Tyrese?
Am I lying?
I know you're not.
Some shit. But it's like, it's okay to, I guess, pick them up. But they don't even get paid the same, on the same pay scale. So, I mean, like, it's all across the board. It ain't just treatment. It's everything.
Yeah, this, yeah.
And like I said earlier, we started out like this. This ain't new. I mean, and what they had to hold their hand, hanging their head on is, well, you know, in the Middle East, all those other places, the women can't even speak. They can't even show their face in public. You should be happy. Like, what? But come on, man. But man. It's always some arbitrary reason why people can't talk about what the deals are. Like you see, you bring up Black Lives Matter, it's all lives matter. You bring up race and justice, they talk about, oh, what are we doing for you, though? Get that plastic surgery, get that nice rank, then what? That's that shit.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about. Okay, which leads me to a video that I wanted to play for you. I told you about it earlier. Since we're talking about the brothers, like, because... I'm not arguing with white people no more. Before I play this video, let me let that be clear. I'm not arguing with white people no more about this shit. You know the shit is fucked up. I'm putting on white people to wake up the other ones. It's y'all job to do it. I'm not doing the shit no more.
On wax.
I'm not doing it no more. What I will do, though, is do what I can do to fix my community, to make our community stronger. And if it's we not some of these brothers that's talking shit about our sisters, like, that's what it's going to have to be.
That's a nice start.
I mean, because look, they always want to bring up what we're going to do about black on black crime. What we're going to do about these ashy niggas talking about these sisters. Mike again.
I think if we take baby steps, I think baby steps will be nice. Like, how about not calling them like bitch? I think if we don't take baby steps,
kind of I'm laughing because this shit is laughable, but you're so serious. Like,
I'm serious. I know. Like, if we just like start small, just start up with not talking, like using fucking stupid words, just like a human.
Like a human stuff. Fucking being and not an animal.
Just talk to him like a person.
Not like the animal that these racist ass white people say that we are.
Yeah.
Damn, nigga. Let me play this video. We're going to unpack this video afterwards, but let's hear it. Give me 1 second.
The commercials took over.
No. It's just taking an extra few seconds to load. Here we go.
Is how recently I've seen you guys just doing so much gaslighting against black women, because like never before, there are so many women that are waking up and they're saying, you know what, I don't want to protest for black men anymore. And the reason why they don't want to protest is because there is no reciprocation. It's because when there is an incident in which a black woman is in harm's way, whether she's being killed by another black man, whether she is a victim of police brutality, because, you know, for some reason, nobody knows that black women are also victims of police brutality because you're too busy worrying about your sons, you know what I mean? So whenever a black woman is a victim, there is no reciprocation for support from black men. You don't see black men out here protesting, marching, you know what I mean? You don't see black men out here saying her name like the slogan is. But somehow you expect for us to continue to march for black men, and that is not fair to us. That's not fair to us that you are silencing our issues, and in the same moment you expect us to continue to uplift black men and prioritize their issues. It does not work like that. Because you know what happens? I look online and I see, I'm paying attention, so I see when black women are being murdered. I see when black women are being raped. I see all types of victims that are black women. And I see black men jump on the post and they're victim blaming them, saying how she brought it on herself, saying how she attracts what she attracts because of who she is. Well, she's not a true queen anyway because she's wearing weave, just a whole bunch of bullshit, and nobody cares. Nobody cares that that's happening to us. But at the same time, you expect us to continue to go out and protest. Nobody gave a fuck when Jessica Hampton was murdered by her own ex-boyfriend. Nobody cared. Because you know what happened? These black men, they sat up there, they videotaped it, and they uploaded it to Facebook. But what you're going to do is you're going to continue to feed this fallacy to us, and you're going to call these men our protectors, and they are not. They are not our protectors. And when we say that we don't want to protest with them, it is a problem. Fuck you. Fuck you. Stop gaslighting black women. We don't have to do shit, because you know what? When all of this kind of comes, down in a week or so, they'll be back to calling us dumb bitches, dumb hoes, we're too dark, we're too this, we're too that. And it's interesting to me because they say that we're not feminine enough. That's the main problem that they have with us, that we're not feminine enough. We're not feminine enough, but why is it that as soon as you are a victim of police brutality, now you want us to come out with the guns. Now you want us to show up and, you know, rah-rah and everything else. Those same voices that you complained about because they were too loud, you want us to yell at these police officers and risk our lives for you. Fuck you. Fuck you, because I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that, and I'm not going to sit up here and allow you to gaslight other black women into doing that. If you want support, then you need to reciprocate. If you want black women to be there for you, try being there for black women. Because until then, I will never protest for a black man. And that is my word. And I will stand on that.
Yikes. I have some good and some bad.
Oh, I got a lot of bad, you know.
I definitely got some good. Yeah, the bad. You go, because you better.
Okay, so, like, we just talked about it. I'm like, okay, so now, since it's coming from a woman's perspective, you know, like, I don't, it's not like I don't support what she's saying. I would still hope that she, you know, that it still matters to her that the police are killing black people. But I can't like fully denounce what she's saying. Cause in fact, I kind of agree with 80% of what she said. Like, cause I'm a witness to it. It's just like the Bernie Sanders issue. Like, people didn't believe that there were actually people online harassing us about Bernie fucking Sanders. They didn't believe the shit. This, I believe her because I see it every day. Like, I don't see it every day on my timeline no more because I started blocking these niggas. But it's there. And I kind of agree with it. I'm sorry. I do. Like, if she feels that way, then I mean, I'm not going to look down on her for not going out and protest.
No, I feel her 100%. Don't get me wrong.
As long as we can all agree that it's still wrong that the police is doing this, like, I'm cool with that from her. Like, I'm cool.
I put it like this. We don't, like, okay,
let me finish it up. Like, I wouldn't even been mad with her if she would have said, I don't give a fuck that they killing these niggas now. Like, that's, like, bro, when you see insulting shit about you on the internet every fucking day that you get on there, at a certain point, you just don't give a fuck no more. And, like, she's at that point. What made her record this video? I'm pretty sure. Seeing these niggas with the kente cloths on, talking about queens and this and that bullshit. You got the other black dudes that try to wear the nerd glasses, talking that bullshit that they done heard from their uncles, their bullshit ass uncles and shit. Like, nah, man. It's kind of like the racism thing, but it's double. It's like double. They got to deal with the racism and the misogyny. I'm not down for that. I'm really not. So I do agree with what she said.
I will say that black woman has it harder than any other, like, combination. Like, race, gender. Like, they got it so hard. Because, like, you got everybody stealing, like, your style.
Yes.
They did like some poll on like attractiveness and how people think about it. And they, like, black, the black woman was like at the bottom.
Yeah, they steal the black woman's style and then try to say that they look like men.
They want to get the ass injections. They want to do all the big lifts and all this shit, but they don't want to fuck with them, right?
Yeah.
So then, now that you're not fucking with them, it's easier than clown. But now, since you got a little self-esteem and you won't clown them, you can't just clown them and be truthful with what your problem is with them. You got to bring in what this other person from another race can do better than them and how they'll never amount to them. And unless you in that scenario, like, you will never understand it. So I have seen shit like this, and I always would be like, man, I'm so glad I'm a man. Like, as fucked up as I have to deal with regular life shit just being black, I would never want to be a black woman. They gotta put up all type of extra shit. So it's not even my place to tell her how to think and feel. Like, we don't give a fuck about rape cases like women do. You know? Like, we care. But unless you're a dude that got raped, you ain't feeling it. But as a woman, you just feel that vulnerability. Like, it's always there. And maybe we don't have it back. I mean, we don't. They don't get no kind of coverage like this unless it's like a high profile case one time every once in a while. So I'm not going to tell her, well, look, I know we wasn't ever there for you, but look, man, they're killing us, bro. We need to come over here, bro. I mean, fuck that. What the fuck was you at with, like, you had all these rape cases and, you know, bitches and hoes, and you looking at my timeline right here, they got people dogging me. I don't see no backup. Well, I got a backup. Like, dog, I feel that, man. Like, I'm tired of people who have the gang mentality. Like, we're all mad. We're going to go together. Let's go. Fuck you, nigga. You go. I'm chilling over here. Where the fuck was you at when I was shooting in the gym? I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So, I just, like, this whole... Because the thing is, I'm not in her shoes. I don't know what that's like. I barely want to go do shit, and I'm a black man, and I'm already paranoid that I could be a random guy shot one day. That worries the shit out of me. But I ain't even a woman, so, like, I don't even have that extra baggage on top of the black. Like, I mean, I ain't the pain. And with everybody, but you always got to agree with everybody. That's where we at now. You can't even have your own opinion on why you don't want to do something. Either you do or we all doing. Is that getting that mob mentality? We coming to get you because you ain't right with us, man. Fuck it. You know you want to be. If you don't want to go, don't fucking go. You ain't got to explain yourself. Fuck them. I'm just saying.
Oh, they got a bunch. There's a few, what? Man. Like, the most known, Sandra Bland. No.
Oh yeah.
Was the Tanisha Anderson? I know a few, bro. Cause you know how my mind works, and I remember some of these names and shit. Right. Just like I brought up Walter Scott. Like, Walter Scott was in a list of people that got killed by the police last year. But I remember that one because that was the one that stuck out the most to me. And Sandra Bland did too, because, come on, man. Like, the cases where the people are in custody and they just end up dead. Come on, man. Like, no. What else? Who else? Yvette Smith. Miriam Carey. I'm just naming women like this. This is a damn shame, bro. And she's right, bro. Like, the voice is not as loud when it's brothers, man. But, like, you know, I'm not even, there's no excuse for it. There's no excuse.
There's not. is not in its deeply rooted in our culture. Yeah, yep. It's cool to make the crack on the jokes, the whole you do this like a girl, you do that like a girl. Like, so, you know, put you beneath somebody. So, like, even in the jokes that we crack, is there. So, like I said, bro, baby steps. How about not calling them bitches? Then how about another step? Okay, try to do something to actually help instead of just waiting for them to do it for you. You know, just baby steps. And then we can reach towards a mutual, hey, we're all in this together, because I can't just wake the fuck up and see that we in this bitch together. Like, fuck, man. I don't know. I guess because I'm not a woman. And I don't get me wrong. I don't have nothing against some white dudes. But right now, as far as perception, they are like the cops. You know what I'm saying? They get the benefit of the doubt no matter what the fuck go on.
Yep.
So, you know, it is what it is. But that benefit of the doubt matters, because benefit of the doubt will have motherfucking questions. If you get killed, you know, questioning, how is this past real? How is this white? Oh my God, he didn't deserve this. What did he do? As opposed to, that nigga knew what he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I keep saying just that, like, benefit of the doubt, man. Like, because that shit, because if you want to believe something, you always going to find an angle that makes you believe it. Vice versa. So, it all starts from within, though. Ain't no one thing going to make everybody get right.
All right. Yeah, because I'm thinking about the interactions I had with some of these, you know, uplifting brothers that I've been having over the months. Like, I'm questioning what they're saying. Like, I remember one vividly of me asking this guy about, you know, about why did he have something to say about they had this picture up of a bunch of women firefighters, and it was like the whole squad was black women. And I thought the shit was kind of cool. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know, but he had to put up his shit about, oh man, always trying to put up how the sisters can make it on their own and this and that. I'm like, what?
What's wrong with that?
No,
what
was wrong with it? It was that he was showing that it was portraying that sisters didn't need their kings, you know, that because that's what the family is about, you know.
Oh God! Says who?
Says him. Says him in the Bible. Says him in
the Instruction Man.
The white man Bible.
Oh right.
Yeah.
The version that you have to read because everybody tells you to.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be like if I told you, man, you can only drive this one type of car. You can drive the button, but what the fuck is this one right here, man? That shit right here, right? Man, fuck this. It don't matter which version, it's still the enchantment. Fuck. I'm sorry, last time I checked, I need a book to tell me how to not be a fucking shitty human being, but I don't know. Cause we do, we fine at doing that. Like, we are excellent at doing that. To see that everybody out here, you know, I don't know, I don't want to take it there. I don't want to take it there.
I mean, no.
Nah, man, because it's all kind of fitting hand in hand, you know? It's like, everybody want to throw the Bible into all these conversations, like whether it's the whole All Lives Matter thing, for the Black Lives Matter thing, or it's the whole, because we ain't talking a minute, so even way back to the Miami shooting, you know, with the whole gay thing.
Yeah.
Like,
that was Orlando, bro. That was Orlando.
Yeah. Well, I said Miami?
Yeah.
My bad, Orlando. But it's just like, everybody hide, well, not everybody, the people who coming up with these fucking excuses always got something to hide behind. And it's like, how did that become something cop out? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We question everything, but yet you got a cop out there. They got people like Creflo Dollar Cash and then on, and yet we gonna point at him and say he the bad guy because he got dollar in his name and he a flamboyant black dude with mansions and shit. But then we got Benny Hinn, and you know he just enthusiastic spreading the word of the mouth, and we eating that up, and you know. Adam and Eve, Adam and Steve, that dumb shit. Like, it's all in us, whether it's human thing, gay thing. It's like, sir, you gotta serve your name and all this. Where'd he get that from? The instruction manual. Like, they always pointing to that for like.
He said the instruction manual.
What?
Make dad a sandwich.
You better, because see right here on this line, in this mass of words, don't look at nothing else. On this line right here, it says you're supposed to honor me, so go do what the fuck I want you to do. Fast man, shit out your back and suck your eyes.
Coming around me with that that outside voice.
You're lucky we're in America. You better take
that back outside and come back with your inside voice. You're going to eat this cake. That shit terrible, man. Like, that.
And like, shit, you need somebody like me. It could always be worse. Sorry what you said.
Yeah. You need me. I need you.
Shit.
What's wrong with you? Yeah, man. So, seriously, like, it's wrong. It's wrong to just say fuck you to the people that's dying. Like, you know, that's where I've heard that. Like, that part is fucked up.
Yeah.
But everything else she said was valid, man. Because, like, I was just saying earlier that, you know, about the Brock Turner case. I want to know if some of these brothers was, you know, they were upset that he only got 3 months, or they were upset that he got away with rape. Because I was upset that he got away with rape.
Well, of course. Even before we had daughters, like, shit ain't cool, bro. What's crazy is I still don't know where a lot of people I know stand on that. That's why I really don't fuck with a lot of people. It's a weird situation.
Yep.
I don't know.
Yep. All right. Another quick question I had up. Yeah, let's continue on this. Why do brothers try and quell the voices of our own people?
Why they what now?
Why do they try and quell the voices of the majority? Why, it's like, why do they come out only in times of tragedy and shit to make their bullshit statements and comments and write these, like, fucked up articles? Why is it always at this time?
Well, outside of the mob mentality, it's easy to do it when everybody else is doing it. You know? Like, ain't nobody gonna take a stand on nothing when they can be the only one. Like, that's just, at least as the masses, like, the internet has really made the mob mentality, like, prevalent. So, if it's a hashtag and that bitch lasts longer than 3 hours, shit. Don't let it be somebody got killed. We changing the motherfucking profile picture. We putting a flag overlay on that bitch. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Got a Photoshop button for fucking, like, you know, like, tragedy. They just have all the U.S. flags. Fuck, all the world flags. Fuck it.
But, that was kind of off of my question. Like, my question is, like, why is it the you know, the Solidarity Brothers Why do they wait till this time to come out with this talk, man?
I don't know, but that's a lot of why I have so many mixed emotions about this whole Baton Rouge shit. Like, yeah, I'm here. Yes, I already knew before this dude got killed that I could get killed at any point in time by the police. Like, I didn't need that to know that that could happen to me.
Yeah, like, so, I mean, you know, it's kind of instilled somewhat, you know.
Yeah, I already knew. Like, yeah, I know. Stay in line, or else I'm going to be fucking dead, straight up. So, the fact that they now, it's like everybody's a fucking opportunity. Yeah, some people have bigger platforms than others, so it's a little bit more awkward when certain people choose to do it. But I don't know if it's because, I don't know, like, is it because of the whole YouTube age where everybody trying to be like the first to report something?
But that's it. The shit that they're saying is not new. It's just the same stale shit, just regurgitated by another nigga with some, you know, some nerd looking glasses on.
Yeah, like, yeah, same story at least 8 times, 8 different ways, but it's the same shit, you know. And it's everybody. But where were you on a regular Sunday afternoon?
It's like. Well, like, I mean, I said that earlier. You know, it was like 180 days in the past, you know. You could have brought that up anytime. They had the NBA Finals. You could have brought that up. Could have brought it up on Martin Luther King Day, you know, but you didn't.
I don't know. Juneteenth.
Anytime. You could have brought it. What they had, what was it, Memorial Day or Veterans Day? One of them days passed, so one of them. Damn.
I don't know. I know what you celebrated being free. Not a gave a damn. Hey, as much as I clown like the Muslim for them bean pies and shit, the motherfuckers be out there.
Yeah.
Faithful.
Yeah.
For what they believe in.
Yeah, by my old house, every Sunday night when I get off of work, they're out there with the posters. They had one with a bunch of white people, like George Bush and shit, and the next one they had like Lil Boosie and Michael Jordan, Kobe, like, oh yeah, that. Don't get me started. We're not gonna get started with the Black Israelites tonight, cause they like cool, like let that ride, let that ride. We talking about these brothers, like the sister was mentioning in this video that we just played. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, the hoteps.
Yeah, cause I don't keep up with the with the Black Israelite brothers. Like, they do their own thing, and they don't like, they only force it on me when I'm going to get like a Powerade from the gas station on Sundays. That's the only time. I get their literature and shit, and like, whatever.
Here we go again. People talking shit, but when the shit hit the fan, everything I'm not made me everything I am. I never be picture perfect Beyonce, be light as Al, be your black ass Chauncey. Remember him from Black Shit, he was black as the street was. I never be laid back as this beat was. I never could see why people would reach up, fake ass facade that they couldn't keep up. You see how I creeped up, you see how I played a big role in Chicago like Queen Latifah. I never rock a mink coat in the wintertime like Killer Cam, or rock some mink boots in the summertime like Will.i.am. Let me know if you feel it, man, cause everything I'm not made me everything I am. Damn. Here we go again. Everybody saying what's not for him, but everything I'm not made me everything I am. Damn. Here we go again. People talking shit, but when the shit hit the fan, everything I'm not made me everything I am.